Thank you very much, Johnny, and welcome back here as we're getting ready for the round two matches are full underway in the Kilbeckenny Sevens Hurling Group Games. Delighted to be joined by former Galway chairman Pat Carney, who is a member and an active member of Kilbeckenny Club. And Pat, here we are today celebrating the Kilbeckenny Sevens, and you're as busy as you ever were.
Oh yeah, you're back as a volunteer again in the club, and that's what it all happens here in Kilbeckenny. It's a great weekend. It's the main fundraiser for the club, and we thank all the people of South Galway and the general East Galway area for their attendance today. We have a great crowd, probably the biggest crowd we've ever had here today.
And as long as I've known you too, you've always been a passionate club man as well. I often met you down here and you're doing county roles. And of course, you're here doing the gate today. I've managed to pull you away for a 2 minute break.
I'm sure, like, we're doing the gate, which everybody supports the club, and that's it. It's a tenner in for everyone, but everybody supports, even players and all support us. And, you know, we had a good day yesterday at Camogie yesterday, and, you know, I suppose we lost a bit because of the minor match in Inverness, and that was misfortunate that they lost, but sure. They're level from defeat as well on that ring.
Well, that's exactly, and hopefully we'll bring too many of those players over the course of time. But as you mentioned here, this is a two-day event. We often can forget that at times, between the Joe Glenn competitions yesterday and the Camogie as well, getting things down to finals as well. Massive weekend for the club, and of course being celebrated today in the Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, I suppose you mentioned the Joe Glenn. He was a great club man, and he started this Joe Glenn tournament. He saw the need for under-12s. I say Croke Park mightn't like his logic at the time, but he thought competitive competitions for under-12s, and that's what this here in Kilbeckenny today. And Cusick's won it for the second year in a row, to beat Oranmore in the final. And I suppose Joe Glenn graced this tournament we played for Kilbeckenny and Gort. And I suppose it would be remiss of me not to mention today is a day here that a man has been buried in London in 2 weeks' time, Larry Carlos, who graced the Sevens tournament here, who played for Kilbeckenny in the 60s, won junior finals, played for Galway at minor, and was part of the London team that beat Galway in 73. And all his family, Christy and Noel, are here. They're actively involved in the club, and Christy's grandson was on the Cusick's team here, and they're part of the club, and we remember the Carlos family, and particularly Larry today.
And our thoughts and prayers are with all the Carlos family as well, and the sad passing of Larry. But Pat, as you mentioned, we didn't just come here today. This has been built up, and people like Larry, like Joe, like yourself as well, they've set the foundation for what the club has achieved now.
Well, I suppose we're all getting old now. I remember the pitch being opened in 1963, and you know, there's, you know, grandchildren and sons of the people that were involved in 63 are still involved. It's a rural parish that GA goes down through the bones of them all here, and the same families are involved right through, and all the new people that have come in as well are involved. But you know, like the ex Frank Fahey's father, Paddy Fahey, Stephen Broderick, Tommy Joyce, some of the people that started at Val Nyland, they all started it back in the 63 when they opened the pitch here. And the McCarthy family, of course, who were synonymous with Kilbeckenny, and they gave us the pitch in 63.
They did indeed, and of course McCarthy's will be the place to be tonight too. But even before I let you go, Pat, as a Kilbeckenny man, we're just looking around here, the crowd here, they're engrossed in every single game. Games are happening every 15 minutes as well. They're enjoying the weather, they're enjoying all the opportunities, the barbecue, everything as well. And of course, even you're the first man I always meet at the gate every year I come here too. What does it mean to yourself to see this atmosphere here in your home club?
I'm not sure it's great. The club is everything. Yeah, like, you know, lots of clubs have various sporting activities in them, but I suppose Kilbeckenny, it is hurling and hurling alone in Kilbeckenny. They're probably, and probably the same with Behe too. You know, tradition would be hurling. Hurling would be the main thing here, and that's the way it is. And I suppose it's in the fabric of the community, and the hurling club support everybody, and every families have difficulties on and off over the last number of years, and the club stands behind them, and that's the way it is.
Well, we're looking forward to more hurling as well. Pat, I've kept you from your job too long. I better send you back to the gate there. Thanks a million.
Thanks very much.